Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
shamanichealings.earth for more information.
Hello, so I just literally recorded part of my podcast and I haven't pressed record, but you know what? Everything happens for a reason. Just like, unfortunately, I had some very bad news in the last few days. A relative of mine had a fall and fractured her skull and had bleeding in the brain, so it's quite serious. And the sad thing was, we were all travelling to a relative's wedding from different parts of the country, and unfortunately it meant that the relatives that I really knew couldn't make it, because obviously we had to deal with our other relative who very sadly ended up in hospital. The good news is she's out of hospital now, a very sore head, but that is the good news. The bad news meant that she and my other members of my family, a load of them, missed a wedding. And I had said I was going to this wedding, and I was never going to not go, because I really felt, I don't know, it's the sense of knowing rather than a sense of duty. Of course, duty could come into it, but it's more of a sense of knowing and actually really wanting to go out of love and kind of see these people that I hadn't seen for such a long time. And then I ended up kind of meeting someone I hadn't seen for 34 years, because there were some people there that I knew, because before, apart from that, I didn't really know anyone really, apart from a few relatives. And I'm really pleased that I made the effort to kind of go there. And it wasn't even like it was an effort, it was more like I kind of knew. And you know, sometimes we think we have to do these massive big things to make change in life, or we have to make these big changes. But I would say, know yourself and know when it's right to kind of step outside of your daily routine. So hence why today's show is all about turning up for ourselves and for others, and to know when the right balance is. Because I also know from talking to people, hearing from people through all different walks of life, that sometimes they can be guilted into thinking that they have to live in a very specific way to keep their family happy in a very specific way, or friends or loved ones. And it kind of ends up being that their life is not led for who they are or who they want. And that's not very good either. Equally, when someone's just so cut off from it all that they can't see the needs of everyone else, that is also a way of not showing up. But I really think being a martyr, or kind of not doing what you're meant to do in life for the sake of others, is kind of losing your way. Because I'm a great believer that it is possible to show up for loved ones and also do what you wish to do in life. And it's all about kind of balance. And then there's all like society pressures, and then I guess like the media being the biggest control of how people act or think, or how they're told to think, etc. And there's all these kind of different politics to try to get through. But how do you show up in this world is my question to you, dear listener. And like, don't worry if you can't answer right now, but how do you show up in the world, or how, or if you feel that you're not showing up in the world in the way that you wish to show up, how can you learn or find that inspiration to show up and shine the light of who you truly wonderfully are, unapologetic, which takes a very brave thing to do. And I know it's not always easy enough in your work situation. You can't always feel like you can fully be yourself or in other situations. But beyond all that, how can you authentically show up from the heart and be who you are? And how can you show up for others while still honoring who you are? Because then again, there can be, I think I always feel quite envious. Envious is not the word. I always feel quite, see a lot of joy in communities that really work and commit together. But then I also know that there's also not always joy, and there's kind of this expectation and control as well. So it's really finding a balance of working and supporting others, but beyond kind of the paintbrush of control and not being authentic. It takes a very brave soul, I say this quite often, but it does take a very brave soul to authentically show up and be who they are unapologetically. And equally, it takes a very brave soul to show up and show their love unconditionally for others. So that's not to say people can walk over you. If some people do not work in your life, there is no reason why you have to have them in your life at all. If some people just don't work in your life and it's just not, you're not on the same vibration, it just doesn't work, then I think it's silly to kind of try and push something that isn't working. But equally, it's about seeing people through the lens of forgiveness. But I really also think you can forgive someone without having them in your life. Equally, by all means, do try and have people in your life. It's not to say that you shouldn't try and have relationships with people, but you know, there is sometimes some extreme cases where it's just not going to work, and there's no point trying to make something that it's not. You know, like, you know, I don't know, if you've got a bad relationship with a parent, and then it gets to one of the parent days, and if you see parents with their children, you think, oh, I wish that was me. And if that's not you, then you know, all the fantasy in the world is not going to make that. So you can kind of park that to it one side. That's kind of another podcast. But how do you want to show up to your listener today? What is the message that you want to show up into the world? And I think it can be a lifelong exploration, a lifelong journey of discovery to kind of explore and uncover this. But as we are kind of changing, evolving beings, which makes us such fascinating creatures, I think, we can learn to evolve and know how we want to show up in the world. I really feel like I like to show up in the world with a lens of fairness, with joy, love, creativity, all those kind of things, but also a lens of being authentic. And which is not always the easiest of tasks to do in this world, but, and we are all works in progresses, but how do you want to show up in this world? What is the message you want to show up in this world with? What if someone was to write, this is a bit morbid, on who is doing a speech at your funeral, how would you like them to summarize you in a paragraph as how you turned up in the world? So I really invite you to kind of do that as an exercise outside this podcast, is just to write down a paragraph of how you wish to turn up in the world, but write it in first, like in present tense, so as if it's really kind of like happening, and see how that is. And then the next question I ask is, how do you want to show up for other people? You know, sometimes things that might be a little bit inconvenient, or maybe you think, oh, actually, I want to do this. But can you show up for people in a way that is authentic and honouring yourself, but also really kind of maybe stepping outside your comfort zone a bit to kind of like help others and show love to others? So that is a very good food for thought to kind of think, oh, how can I authentically show up? That is very good food for thought to think, how can I authentically show up? How can I be? And what can I do to help others? You know, like, it's sometimes when someone's in need, like, don't let your energy get stolen by energy vampires. But if someone in need, kind of like turning up, or like, you know, it's just sometimes showing your face. And my friend, a very good friend of mine, said that sometimes it's not always convenient for her to kind of travel like all these different places, but then it shows a love of like kind of turning up for someone and making kind of that effort. And I have a confession, I can be quite bad at that. I work quite a lot of weekends, helping run several businesses, so it can be quite a challenge for me to make time for my social life. But I really made a promise to myself that I'm going to make more of an effort to kind of like show up for people. And equally, I'm going to put the boundaries there, in the sense that I'm not one who likes to go down the pub and have a drink. I kind of grew out of that. There's nothing wrong if that's what you like to do, great, and that's how you connect, great. But for me, it's not the thing. So I'm not going to show up for like an all day drinking session somewhere, because it's not going to be honouring myself. So it's sizzling summer edition, and this is the second last episode, and then I am going to start having some wonderful guests. So, dear listener, I would like to do a meditation today which will help you ignite the passion, find the love, find the way, and find the self-acceptance to be authentically yourself so that you can show up for yourself and show up for others from today.
Oh. Top tips for the meditation is either sit nice and cross-legged on the floor with a nice straight back. Always nice to sit on a block or a cushion. Or if that's not available for you, you sit in a chair with the back nice and straight. The important thing is you're not slouching. And if you're doing something that requires your concentration, all you need to do is just pause this and you can reconvene the meditation at a time that is good for you. If you're doing the meditation, let's begin.
How can I be who I'm truly meant to be in this world that feels like I'm a sheet on a line being blown this way and that, inside out to please, upside down, it squeezes when I try to be myself amongst a world where I feel like the odd one out. What is it that I need to do today? How can I be? How can I honour myself so I show up for myself? And showing up for myself is about setting goals and going for things, but equally showing up for myself is finding the times for self-care and to love myself unconditionally. You know, we're all works in progress. We're all trying to be humans living on this plane. Sometimes there's so many obstacles, it can feel like it's driving one insane. This way and that. Think like this, don't think like this. Be like this, don't be like this. Please this person, don't please this person. The only person that you can truly, truly please is yourself, but equally, the survival of the fittest isn't always true. How can you help others thrive and learn and feel inspired by you? It doesn't have to be massive, explosive, firework, sky lighting things that you do. It can be small, simple and joyful things from the heart. For in this life, we never know when we'll all be apart. Life is ever changing. Our life here at the moment is a gift. And what can we do with that gift? How can we help and draw love and light into the world? How can we learn to be bold and bright? How can we be? How can we turn up for one another? What is the gift that you wish to give to the world? How can you turn up for the world? How can you turn up for yourself? How can you turn up for others? How can you turn up in the realm of self-care? Yes, life is so often unfair. It seems to be the kind go unheard, whereas the bold overthrow and kind of control. But I think life on this planet is a short and precious time. So let's make an impact that will be felt through all times. It's said the things that we work through spiritually, emotionally, etc., physically in this life, can be felt 7 generations back and 7 generations forward. And that's even if you don't have children, you still impact the rest of your family circle. So, how can you show up for the world? How can you keep yourself in this world where you're expected to be so many things, to please so many people? How can you show up in this world and show up for yourself? Balance. Balance, balance, balance. Balance between being kind to others and being kind to yourself. For if you forget yourself, you will end up burnt out, resentful. It'll all boil up in you as if you want to scream and shout. And yet if you're so focused on yourself and no one else, time will forget you and you will not have the people you need around you when you need them the most. And you may have lots of riches and jewels which you feel the need to boast about. But please fill your life with joy. Let everything flow. Let everything glow. Let yourself be free, as joyful as you can be. Allow, allow, allow the joy to overflow. How can you turn up for yourself? How can you turn up for others? Why? By being your amazing self, the real self beneath all those layers. Stop caring, if you can, about so much about what people think. And if you do things from the heart, authentically from your being, whatever it is will beam love and light and healing for 7 generations before and 7 generations after. So isn't that a good incentive, dear one, to turn up for yourself and to turn up for others? So slowly take some long, calm, deep breaths in and out of the nostrils and come back into the room. And as always, if you feel the need to journal, that's an option for you to do. If not, let's go about our day. Remember to say thank you and remember you're wonderful. And if you'd like a personalized meditation recorded to your needs or a long distance energy healing session, please reach out to thegentleyogawarrior.com. Thank you.
So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out
shamanichealings.earth for more information.